the Cocktail Corner.
That sting is heavy.
So we're lucky enough to have Owen from Peach Pit in here this evening. How's it going, mate?
I am good. Cold.
Let's get right. That is it. Sorry, I always forget.
Get nice and personal. Did you say something about martini before, or was that the vibe?
No, margarita.
Oh, margarita.
It's the vibe, just slightly glorified.
You've got a few bottles there, though.
Good. Yeah, my potions.
I count four.
All right, it's going to be like...
We're going to need to sniff every single one of these bottles, brother.
With some tequila. That is infused with Fahutakawa smoked nashi pear. It's like real fancy.
What? Yeah, is this Lucretia invention?
Mm.
Right.
Yeah,
infusing all that.
Getting the Manuka smoke.
Peach pit is heavy on the let it simmer on the shelf scenario. Eh?
A little bit of rot.
Wow, this is cool though.
And with some shrub again.
Let it rot.
That is like lime shrub.
I feel like I'm in. The Nick or something with bottles like this, you know? Oh, that's real like vinegary or something.
Yeah, so it's got some like sherry vinegar and some champagne vinegar. Oh. And then like lime.
Good year, John.
I'm really curious to see where this cocktail takes us, by the way.
Someone's gonna have to sub in for me. I've got to drive from here, so I can't actually go down.
Hey, Steve Gunn. Oh, do you wanna sub in, Steve?
Sure. Everybody's just coming into the room, it's like abseiling from above and stuff.
So a margarita normally is just tequila, lime, and like triple sec.
Ooh, is that one of those kind of bitter scenarios?
Nah, it's like orange infused cognac. Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know.
Cognac.
That's
Contra.
This is the sweetness, right?
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
We're going next level.
We're going stratospheric. Oh, we're actually going in now with the first one, the Pahutakawa complex one. I can't remember.
This was a Pahutakawa nashi pear.
You can't buy this in shops. You've got to go to Peach Pit to get this. This is your angle.
Really making it sell. So it's like 30 mils of that. And then...
Is this kind of an equal partsy sort of drink? Or?
Yeah, I guess so. Normally you'd do 30 of lime, but we're going to substitute it with that shrub. So we're going to do 15... Oh, actually, I'm doubling it here. 15 lime and then 15 shrub. You can hear all the bottles.
That's what it's about.
It's about the experience.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, then 15 shrub, and ooh. Then...
Now we're going the same kind of style bottle as well. Is there any reason for the styles of bottles? Just was lying around, isn't
no,
it?
No, we just got them on Trade Me, I think.
Matt.
We were using those Antipodes ones. But they're hella expensive. I don't know how much of this to use.
The sweetness. I like sweetness.
You like John? Sweetness. John? Should we just go heavy?
Well, he's not drinking it, so...
Oh, that's a good point, actually. I forgot all about that. I was just thinking about what I like. Funny that, eh?
This one's real easy compared to last time.
How do you mean? Oh, you guys sort of threw down hard.
Yeah. Came in with force.
Although I think this is going to come together. Okay, we've got a big old-fashioned sort of a butter container full of ice. Ice is going into a tumbler-style glass with all those ingredients.
And then it's going to be shook.
Yo, this is where I get to turn the volume up on this.
You turn the volume up.
Perfect.
Okay, I think we're okay.
Cool as. Were you counting then, or do you just know?
No, I just can't make it up. But I've got no idea where I'm doing next time.
Don't try and bend the spoon, that's impossible.
I'm going to give it a little salt.
Oh, are these... Trust us with glass? Are these glass?
No, they're like shitty ones. We don't trust
He's
you
iced
ones.
The glasses.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, keep them cold.
Put your hands.
Treat you guys right.
Rad, they're lovely. Lovely little cups. Little glass goblets, ladies and gentlemen.
The ice sitting in the glass for a while is that's a pro move.
It's becoming quite a like, if you're not doing that, what are you doing? A
bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is.
You still have to do it.
Is that raw, brown sugar?
No, it's like smoked salt.
Oh, shit.
It's kind of like brown.
John looked at me like, you're not listening. You see that shit? Just doing the process of the lime rimming and then going in with the salt there.
Closer to the mic so listeners can.
Foley?
Yep. Mm.
That's actually happening.
Yep.
Awesome. And then pouring it out.
And you've made two here.
I've made two here. I can make more.
But you were telling out the single ingredients, before. Shit.
Yeah. So what? Tequila, lime, and triple sec, like Contra.
Does this name?
That's that one in that like square bottle.
I liking how the salt is like the same color vibe as the drink. I see what's going on.
Real arty.
Yeah, I know what's happening now. This drink is a snappy dresser.
And it kind of smells like vinegar, so I'm just gonna put a little bit of lime on the top, so it doesn't stink.
A little kind of scarecrow for the nose.
Okay, there you go. It's done.
Now, Steve Gunn.
Yes, sir. Ooh, thank you.
Hugh is actually texting me right now. That's rude, eh? Should I bring that up in the next team meeting? Hey, what's going on? You guys have gone down. What do you think?
Delicious.
Yes?
So good. It has a bit of smoky.
Mm.
Is it the smoky is from the salt?
It'll be the salt, but also the tequila.
So good.
But it's got local, what is it, Pohutukawa?
Yeah, Pohutukawa chips.
That'll fancy foreigners like that kind of stuff.
Real kiwi, eh?
Yeah.
It's really dangerous. I could just eat this, drink it in two gulps.
Gone straight to your head. I'll have like a little sip, but I can't commit.
It's a little taste of heaven.
Yeah, it's gnarly. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's cool. That's a cool drink. I really like what's going on there. I would go again. I'd definitely go again here.
Okay. Yeah,
as you could hear from the list of ingredients, this is sort of a one-off bar special. So if you're like, whoa, that sounds crazy and it tastes great, fact coming from my mouth. Head to Peach Pit and go grab yourself one, eh?
Would this be kind of limited edition? Because I can't imagine you'd have many bottles of Pohutukawa infused.
I've only got that one bottle.
Yeah, so, you know, we're talking maybe.
But it can stick around for a while.
Is there barbecue sauce? I love it when a drink tastes like a burger a little bit. That's amazing. Yeah, like that's some kind of victory. Well done, Peach Pit. Thank you so much, Owen, for coming up.
You are so welcome.
I don't know if Lucretia's listening, but thank you, Lucretia, and no need to hurry back to work, mate.
Some more beers, yeah.
Yeah.